Hey, what's up everyone? My name's Preston, and this is the Temple Podcast. Let me start this episode by saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that there wasn't a new episode for 4 or 5 weeks, however long. I didn't know it was going to be that long, truthfully. The reason there wasn't a new episode was, I started thinking. Can you believe that? No, I was just thinking, and I was wondering, I questioned for myself where I wanted this podcast to go. Do I want this to be like a show? Do I want to have like games, bits? Do I need to get like celebrities? Do I interview people? What is this? I started just thinking about all kinds of different types, and I was trying to figure out, what is it? Which one am I going for? Is there one that I want to do? Or am I just naturally going into this one that maybe I don't even like, but that's just where it's going towards? The main reason I started thinking and asking this was because I was kind of getting lazy with the podcast. In terms of like, it was the only thing I was doing, and I wasn't really, if it's the only thing I'm doing, I have to have some sort of structure to it, which, I loosely do. I write ideas every now and then of like stuff to talk about, but for the most part, it's really improvisational, and I've had people come on and I'm like, I don't have anything prepared, but I'm just like, we'll figure it out. It just happens. Which it usually does, but it kind of sacrifices it. It seems, I've always felt that it was kind of like somewhat lazy. And I was okay with that because I was like, well, I'm doing it. I'm doing this. But I wasn't evolving or like, maybe my improv was getting better, but I felt I was like getting lazier with it. Which is okay, which I don't have a problem with, but if it was like the only thing I'm doing and I'm not even doing it effectively or efficiently or whatever the word, professionally, if it's the only thing I'm doing and I'm not doing it professionally, then it's garbage. No offense to any of you listening to this garbage. No, I'm kidding. It's not garbage. I have fun doing this. That's why I was starting to question it, and that's why I took a little bit of a break, and again, I am sorry. I could have been like, yeah, so there's not going to be an episode for however many weeks for blah, 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 blah. I could have done that, but I didn't do that, because truthfully, I was just going to miss out 1 week, and I was like, all right, this will give me the time to reevaluate this, and the reason I missed a week was because I was filming like an actual YouTube video, the Lost in the Forest video, which... I had a lot of fun doing, and that was also one reason that made me start questioning about the podcast, because I had a lot of fun making that YouTube video. I was like, I put a lot of effort into it. I actually thought about stuff. And I was like, I mean, it was still kind of improv-like, but it had semi-structure. It had like a story, and I liked that. I felt like I was actually doing something. Instead of just coming off the dome with topics to talk about. To summarize, I just felt like the podcast wasn't challenging me, and I wasn't challenging the podcast in return. So I was just going and doing it. And then now that I've been doing YouTube videos, I'm like, well, that's challenging me. So that gives me the drive to continue to do the podcast. Because I don't want to do the podcast if I just don't like doing it, which I do enjoy doing it, but I didn't feel like I was doing it good enough. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense. Let's talk about things that shouldn't work. Should not work, just so we're clear. Such as chocolate strawberries. Those are a unique food item. Is it candy? Is it fruit? Or is it a combination? Is it Frandy? I don't know. But I had one recently, and it just got me thinking, like, this is such a weird, it's a weird combination. Because chocolate is chocolate, you know? It's got, like, I don't know, it feels like, not heavy, but it's I guess rich is what people describe it as. It's like rich. It's like, you know, it's chocolate. Whereas a strawberry is like refreshing. It's like, I don't really go when I eat chocolate. But someone put them together and somehow you get the best of both worlds. It works. I don't know why or how, but it does. And it shouldn't. I feel like it shouldn't. It's also, I will say, most chocolate strawberries, the chocolate kind of just like crumbles. Once you take the first bite, just that first bite, all the chocolate around it kind of like crumbles. So you got to like hold it and then your fingers get all chocolatey and it's kind of messy. Another thing, this one isn't about it, them not, that they shouldn't work, because they do, but it's about tweaking it, tweaking how it works, okay? Women, they have boobs and vaginas. Now, hold on. Let me explain before you just... Let me explain. So, okay. What I mean by that is, right? Look, let's make it a little more cooperative, okay? Women, they give birth, okay? But they also have to feed the child. That makes sense. Sure. But why don't we tweak it a little bit? Why don't we give some responsibility to the guys? All right? They're the ones that feed the baby from right here. Same spot. From the chest area. From their breasts. Right? Now, like, it's a little more... This combination becomes more cooperation. Right? Like sex, that's cooperative. You know, you need a partner. You got one in one. Boom. And then there's a baby. But then after that, it's pretty one-sided, you know? It's just the woman, I feed, I give birth, I feed baby. But what if genes, genetics, whatever transpired into the guy is the one that feeds the baby? It's more cooperative. You know, everyone likes cooperation. That's how people get together, get along together. So the guy, and here we go. Let me say that the guy does not have big boobs. All right. They don't need jugs. It's just their chest. It's the same thing, like same physique, but they're the ones with the nutrients. They're the ones that feed the baby. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like we could change that. I mean, unless DNA does that, but it's just an idea. It's just an idea. It's what could have been. It's what might be in another reality. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Speaking of cooperation, let's talk about age gaps. I saw a TikTok of a woman who's like 21 years old, and at first I didn't understand it. She was just like, when people think, I don't fully remember. It was something about like, oh, when you've been manipulated or something. Basically, she is in a relationship with someone who's 20, there's a 26 years age gap. She's 21. So the guy's like 47. Yeah. Right. And a lot of the comments were about, girl, you're being manipulated. Girl, you don't even have real, you don't have your own thoughts yet. Girl, what is you doing? You know, it was those kinds of comments. Reason I'm talking about it is because it is interesting. Like, 26 years. I'm not shaming this couple, but I, just to be clear, I'm not shaming this couple, their relationship. maybe it could be beautiful. It could be remarkable. It could also be disgusting. Depends how you look at it. But I want to know, what the hell do they talk about? Like, what do they have in common to just, what are their conversations like? Like, he's busy talking about, yeah, I got a bill, I got a taxes, yeah, lawyer shit, other adult shit, let's see, 401k shit, all the adult shit. And she's, what is she talking about? She's just like, what the fuck did she even talk about? What do they talk about? What do they have as conversations? That's what I'm more interested in. Like, how do they interact with each other? Like, in like 10 years or something, the guy's going to be not in the greatest shape, potentially, most likely. Not saying that he can't maintain his physique or whatever. It's possible. I just want to know what they talk about. Like, what does she say to him? I mean, she probably starts conversations like, hey, dad, or hey, daddy. I'm sorry, you lost me for a moment. Sorry. Okay. What does she say? What are things they talk about? What do they have in common? Because I'll tell you, it's not fashion sense. It's not any sense. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they talk about. I don't know what they talk about. I don't think they have a kid. I'm pretty sure they don't have a kid, but I don't know fully. I'm going off one TikTok video. And then I investigated a little bit to make sure it was real, to be like, oh, this is a real couple. Because, you know, it's not uncommon of age gaps in relationships. But with that said, depending where it is, you get eyes looked at you. Like a 10-year age gap. Just if I just say 10-year age gap, depends on where you're thinking. You're like, ugh, or you're like, okay. Like if you're thinking a 60-year-old and a 50-year-old, 10-year age gap, that's nothing. That's like, there's no, I don't think there's any like ill, like, ugh, that's a grown man. Yeah, they're both grown. They're both straight up adults, almost seniors. But you know, as you go lower on the range, if you say 10-year age gap, you get more reactions. Do you need help? Blink twice, sweetie, if you need assistance. You know, all that kind of stuff. Hold your breath for 30 seconds if you need the cops. You know, that's the kind of reactions you get with a 10-year age gap, the younger you go. So, like, I do find it strange if someone's 18. Like, if you're fresh, personally, if you're fresh 18, that's ill. Only time I think any large age gap is okay is if you're 21 or like 20, because that's like you're an adult. 21 for sure, because you know, you could drink, you do everything. Like, if at that point there's nothing weird except your own personal judgment to be like, ew. Rosebud, she doesn't like it either. Someone's at my door, hold on. I just really want to know what they talk about. Like, what does the girl say? What does she say to him? Hey, honey. Hey, daddy. Hey, dad. Hey, papa. Sorry. Like I'm just I literally cannot. I'm trying my best to just think about from her side, like what, how she would have a conversation with him, or what they talk about. Oh, you know what it was? This is what it was. Oh, you're in college now, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm in college. Did you go to college? Yeah, I went to college like 20 years ago. Yeah, I went to college, actually 24 years ago. Sorry, my memory's slipping me at this age. Yeah, I went to college. What are you studying? Oh, I'm studying psychology. Yeah, it's super fascinating. It's super fascinating. The human mind is just so interesting. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So you get jiggy with it? You guys say that at that age? You guys still say that? Oh, back in my day, we used to say that all the time. Yeah. No, we don't really say that. No, it's not. We don't really say that. You're so funny. Bro. She's the kind of girl where, for porn, and searches, she searches GILFs. Yeah, grandparents. That's her porn preference, I'm assuming. That's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for watching or listening. This is a typical podcast. See you guys next week.